In 1909, Harland and Wolff had come up with a brilliant design. They had produced a brand new steamship for a company that was called the White Star Line, proudly stating that never again would passengers feel the need to panic, for they had invented what they called their unsinkable Titanic. 14,000 men had labored through night and day. And 2 years later, on the 31st of May, she was launched without even a blessing into the lock of the Belfast Bay. The largest ship afloat, she measured out to a length of 900 feet, and from her smokestacks to the seabed, she plumb line dropped to 36 fathoms deep. Mother Nature had also been busy building herself a brand new design. It had taken a trillion tons of snow, 100,000 years, but finally she launched her calf from the glacier at Helheim. Titanic's old Commodore Skipper. Some say that he was ready for the pipe and slipper. At 62 years of age, it had been rumoured that he'd run out of steam and sage. But he and his boss had their eyes focused and fixed on the blue-ribboned prize. They bloodlined their boilers to 23 knots, then diced danger with damnation as they let spin their turboprops. Titanic's first-class passenger list was a roll call for the filthy rich. They made the rest of the world's wealthy look like some second-hand piece of kitsch. The captain set his course for full steam ahead, then dined on filet mignon, washed down with a little Chateau Lafitte, before retiring safely to his bed. From the starboard side there came a shudder and a shake that startled him awake from his slumberous sleep and liquid slake. But all had been well at the double dog watch bell. Now arriving on deck, it seemed that the devil himself had planned the best route to hell. The skipper had been on the bridge since first light. Now, somewhat dazed and disorientated, he swayed on his dancers for what would be his last milk shift at midnight. Here is the song I wrote from the poem. It's in a cappella, as always. And, well, it just shows you how to sort of transfer it from prose and poetry into a song. Enjoy. Thank you. By 1909, they'd got a brand new design to build a ship for the White Star Line. Oh, shouting loud and proud to the onlooking crowd, well, there's no need to panic. Here's the all-new Titanic. 14,000 men had labored night and day. 2 years later, she bombed the Belfast Bay. On the 31st of May, that jubilant day, somebody forgot to bless her on her way. But there's no need to panic. You're on the Titanic. There's no need to panic, she is fully oceanic. Oh, there's no need to panic, we've got a mechanic. There's no need to panic, you're on board the Titanic. She's 900 feet, yeah, and 30 fathoms deep. All held together with rivets and she. Mama Nature's got a brand new design. Oh, she launched a calf from the Bay of Helheim. The Titanic skipper is a sea dog clipper. Some say he was ready for the papa slipper. At 60 years of age, he lost some steam and sage, and his gold watch was sticking to a pensioner's gauge. Oh, but he got his eye fixed on a blue ribbon prize, or the high speed crossing with stealth and surprise. We bloodline the boilers to 25 knots, then dice death with damnation as he let the spin the props. Our ship was full of the filthy rich. They made the world wealthy look like pieces of kitsch. The captain and set sail, met full steam ahead. Then he dined on filet mignon before jumping to his bed. There's no need to panic, you're on board the Titanic. No, there's no need to panic, she is fully oceanic. Oh, there's no need to panic, we've got a mechanic. There's no need to panic, you're on board the Titanic. From the starboard side there came a shudder and a shake, which startled him awake from his filthy liquid slayer. Oh, all had been well at the double dog watch bell when we arrived on deck to find a scene from hell. He'd been on his feet since the first dawn light. Now he found himself in a last prize fight. Oh, swaying on his dances with fear and fright. Poseidon came and kissed him his final good night. Oh, there's no need to panic, you're on the Titanic. Oh, there's no need to panic, she is fully oceanic. Oh, there's no need to panic, we've got a mechanic. There's no need to panic, you're on board the Titanic.